Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Welcome in, everybody. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Hello, it's a Monday. We're alive, though. We're making it through. We got football tonight, but we got football to talk about. But slept in on a Sunday. That alarm goes off on a Monday. Here we are.
Yeah, it's time to get back to a work week. It does, you know, I will say, like, it does get you a little better through a Monday knowing the Chiefs are playing tonight. I don't mind the occasional Monday Night Football for the teams that I follow. But it disrupts the routine a little bit. But it was a good Sunday of football yesterday to get us through for a little while, a good Sunday Night Football game last night. We'll get you all recapped on the NFL Sunday. All on the Sunflower Showdown. How was the weather at the Sunflower Showdown as K-State extends the streak?
Rainy all game long, basically. We got there and it wasn't raining. We were like, we might get lucky and get like a half in, and it was pouring before the kickoff, and then it just kept going. It was like pouring for the first quarter, and then it was just basically just a ugly drizzle the rest of the time.
It was a K-State win over KU. The streak extends to 17 games now, 42-17, not particularly close. K-State dominates. K-State is starting to look more like the K-State that we thought we would see this year. KU is probably looking more like the KU, honestly, that we thought we'd see this year, a lot of us. And we'll talk about that. Our old cohort, Tommy Caster, put out an idea for KU fans. It's getting a little run, so we can discuss that as well. A massive college football job opening occurring at LSU, one of the probably, I don't know, top 10 jobs in the country, I'd say, where a guy like Brian Kelly, who's won a bunch of games there, isn't enough. And they're going to be looking for a new head coach, and he's probably going to be looking for a new job. But we'll discuss it all here this morning. We'll give away some HTO at some point here on the show, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win that. Man, it's a good weekend. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Maybe someday we'll see the sun again. TJ's getting what he wanted, and the rest of us are just like, man, it was kind of nice to have the sun. I hope you're happy, TJ. Hope you're happy.
It was nice and chilly all weekend long. It was nice, I got to say. I got the hoodies out, sweatpants on, everything of that nature. Tonight, it's actually going to be football weather again up in Kansas City. So I'm not going to, you know, sweat through a sport coat like I have every Chiefs game so far this year. That part's nice.
Looks like we'll see the sun maybe by Thursday or so. Just taking a peek here at the Storm Team 12 app, thanks to KWCH 12 News Connected. Halloween looks okay. Halloween looks fine.
That's all that matters.
One more day of rain tomorrow, And then we clear up. Look, it's weird. We need the rain. We were in a drought for a long time, just not this year. But we're getting there. We're saving Sunflower Showdown for our next full segment. So we'll get into that real quick. NFL, TJ, I got to stop doubting these AFC teams. I got to tell you, Indianapolis, and look, I know Indianapolis is real strange, and we can spend more time on this later, maybe, if we have time. Indianapolis is smashing people right now. Mm-hmm. And Denver just keeps on winning.
Mm-hmm.
Which of them do you think is more of a threat when you're talking about the Chiefs?
I'd probably say the Colts.
It's hard. They beat Denver. But when you look at the schedule they've played, that's where they're beating people bad, man. And I get it, but they've beaten Miami, Tennessee twice, the Raiders, the Cardinals, and the Chargers before the Chargers got healthy last week. They beat Denver. That was a big win for them, and they lost to the Rams on the road. So it's interesting. They definitely benefiting from a good schedule. And look, their next two games are against Pittsburgh and Atlanta. They'll be favored in both of those games. They do have to go to Kansas City. They do have to go to Seattle, and they have to play San Francisco, but their schedule stays kind of soft. They're going to win a ton of games.
There's no question that they should probably be the one seed if they play the way that they're playing.
Yeah, they got to go to Kansas City.
I mean, they could end up with, do they have one loss right now?
They have one loss right now. I
mean, they could have three losses and be the one seed.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Can they go the rest of the season with only two more losses? Probably. The early odds on the Pittsburgh game next week, it's a 3-point line. It's basically what it was for Green Bay. It's just like, while I don't, it's just funny with them. Like, it's because of Jonathan Taylor, and they just feel like they can control a game, but man, they gotta beat somebody really good for me to say, okay, I'm not saying they're not good. They're obviously good. Just like, are they really the best team in the AFC? I don't know. I don't think I would. That's a quarterback issue for me. But I would right now, if they walked into a playoff game right now and they played the Chiefs, I'd take the Chiefs. If they played the Bills in a playoff game, I'd probably take the Bills. And the Bills are flawed. If the Ravens get Lamar Jackson healthy and back and they played the Ravens, I'm taking the Ravens. So for me, I'm not putting them better than the fourth team in the AFC.
No.
If Lamar gets back and healthy.
I think that they're like, I would go as high as to put them as like 2B. Like, I think that they could beat the Bills, but they can't beat the Bills in Orchard Park. Like, they could maybe beat the Bills at home, but they're not going to beat the Chiefs. Well, look,
The Bills are very beatable right now.
I agree.
But you got to beat Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's like, you know what I'm saying. If you took him on the road, then potentially, just because all the flaws that they do have, I think they're better than the Ravens, even with Lamar Jackson back, just because everything else that's going on with the Ravens this year.
I mean, they look good yesterday without Lamar Jackson.
That's true.
Yep. He's doing better than Cooper Rush, but we'll get into that a little bit. We're taking your calls at 869-1240. That is the KFH hotline that is being manned by Max Power right now. So you can get in touch with us that way. You can also look for us on our video streams, which are available to you in a variety of ways via Facebook, via YouTube, via X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. But of course, we're going to preview Monday Night Football, big time. Speaking of Monday Night Football, you'll have two different ways to hear it with us here tonight. You'll have coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network that begins at 6 o'clock over on KNSS. Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network joins us in the next hour to help preview the game. You can also listen to the national broadcast, the Westwood One coverage, right here on KFH. That pregame coverage also beginning at 6 o'clock. So a couple of different ways you'll be able to hear the Chiefs game. We'll talk plenty of Chiefs today, but when we come back, Sunflower Showdown talk, bigger picture stuff. Is there any there? 42-17, not particularly close. The Wildcats extend the streak. We'll have all the discussion, your calls, comments, all well here on Sports Daily. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Jake Ballbrock, TJ Cleland on a Monday. Can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off in the juicy week 9 matchup, Chiefs and Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Of course, we got to get through Chiefs Commanders tonight before we can get Chiefs and Bills next week. Never too early to start looking forward to that, which has become the NFL's best rivalry, in my opinion, over the last few years. But we're talking college football this segment. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Post-mortem on the Sunflower Showdown that was not very close. K-State with a dominating performance over KU. It was 21-14 at half, and then K-State outscores Kansas 21-3 in the second half to really extend out that lead. Lots of things stand out. I thought there was a time during that game where Avery Johnson looked as good as a passer as we've seen. They never really ran the ball effectively, but they didn't give up on it, and they just continued to pound away. But TJ, that's easily the best performance by their defense, I think, of this season, at least the most impressive. And K-State has started to find a groove here, even without Dylan Edwards, who we're still sort of up in the air on. But you know, that's a big win in a game they were underdogs coming into it. So as we'll take some bigger picture looks at this, for me, this is a bigger statement about Kansas State than it is about Kansas.
Yeah, that's the thing that I brought up yesterday is the fact that, you know, you could print out the box score and hand it to every fan in the state of Kansas. But at the end of the day, once you get to Sunday, nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about the streak and the bigger picture and everything like that of the implications that the game had. And there's lots of them to dig into there. But I agree. I mean, big picture, I think that this is the best that we've seen K-State look like, period, in any of their games. They look good against TCU, but there was still questions about, like, well, there's a lot of defensive help in that one. I mean, this was an all facets going type of game. The defense, I mean, was just had KU in hell, basically, and the offense played great. And KU was just never comfortable after the first 2 minutes of the game, and K-State just did whatever they wanted. Like, it was a beatdown.
It was a beatdown in a game that we didn't really expect one. You know, like, we didn't expect it to be that way. I'm curious to know how KU fans are feeling today. K-State fans feel like that's what should happen, right? Like, that's, you know, you win 16 in a row, like, you just feel like you need to win that game. And I do think, you know, going into this year, we feel like K-State was the better team. At least most of us do. But that, you know, they stumbled so hard out of the gates and have for a large portion of the season underperformed, you know, and so now that they actually kind of look closer to what we thought they would look like, it's a little surprising based on what we saw early in the year. So that, you know, that part of it makes some sense to me. I think K-State is pretty good and, you know, big picture with an opportunity to play Texas Tech heads up. Texas Tech lost their backup quarterback for the season. And while that sounds silly to say out loud, they've relied on that guy because their starter can't stay healthy. So, you know, they kind of come into this game a little bit wounded, and then, and the doors cracked open for K-State. BYU and Cincinnati both win over the weekend, all of this stuff, more conversations to come, but this is kind of what we, you know, it's more about K-State just doing what it should have been doing to begin with. The real question is about Kansas, I think. And what is this season? What was this season going to be? What are expectations? I brought up Tommy put out over the weekend, because Tommy is a KU guy. He's followed KU forever. And he essentially said it's okay to acknowledge that Lance Leipold is incredible for, you know, bringing KU out of the depths. But it's also okay to realize that he may have reached his ceiling now. I think that's possible. What is the ceiling? But I do think it brings up a bigger question of, like, what should expectations for KU football ever be right now? Obviously beating K-State more than, you know, one time in 18 years is an expectation. That's not what I'm talking about. I just mean this team's okay. But they were always going to be okay. They had to replace everybody this year. No, like, KU is not ever going to be a team that doesn't have cycle years. So are people disappointed right now in Leipold? I don't know if they are, but I'll tell you, based on some of the responses, I think there's some, like, maybe settling in reality a little bit. But, like, what should reality be for KU, honestly?
People, since the game has ended, I've seen nothing but people complaining about Leipold and complaining about Jalen Daniels, and they can't wait till the next quarterback gets in there, and they can't, and they've reached their ceiling with these two. And it's like, what, like, what are we overreacting about here? Like, I don't agree with Tommy at all in that take, honestly. I think the fact of, like, there was, I mean, I don't know about the ceiling argument. I think that there was a lot of success that we just saw the last couple of years because there was a historic senior class that just graduated from KU.
Yeah.
And it's a cycle year, like you said. Like, Leipold just won the state of Kansas in 2026 for, like, 11 of the 12 top recruits in the state of Kansas. Like, the recruiting class that's on the way is another story. And, like, this was just supposed to be the bridge year for the most part until they get these guys in the program and can start doing that. They've got their four-star quarterback waiting in the wings and Isaiah Marshall to get in there. And they're probably not going to be, you know, a team that's going to go win a Big 12 championship. But, like, how long did it take K-State to get to the point where they won a Big 12 championship again? You know, like, it takes time. And there's – I don't know. I just think that people are, like – you're really rushing a guy in Lance Leipold out of Lawrence if that's what you want to do for a guy that just brought you, you know, the most success that you've seen since, you know.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think that was Tommy's intent. I think Tommy's very happy with Lance Leipold, actually, in talking to Tommy a million times. I think it's just like an acknowledgement of, like, what is the expectation here? Like, Leipold saved a program. And my thing with it is, like, I think K-State's absolute best case scenario as a program would be to be KU's best case scenario as a program would be to be what K-State is, which is consistently good, rarely not good, and cycling through the opportunity to win a Big 12 championship every handful of years, which now would mean a berth in the CFP, which is a big deal. But I don't think anybody, like, KU, really no team in the Big 12 probably is going to be what, you know, Oklahoma and, well, really what Oklahoma was in recent memory, and in past lives Texas was, which is a national championship contender most years. That's not going to happen. And so what should fans expect and be excited for? Being constantly good. I don't know. We'll see. You brought up the recruiting in the state of Kansas. That's a big deal. Leipold hasn't been there long enough to give us a bigger picture on recruiting. We still have to have that. Jalen Daniels has been the quarterback every year. He's been the coach. Like, we need him to have more time in a recruiting cycle over years and years to really tell us if they'll be able to climb to where K-State is. And to me, the most important thing for KU is consistently being good, rarely being bad, but selling out that stadium every week, right? KU needs to be a program that occasionally can contend for a Big 12 football title and consistently contend for national basketball championships. Like, that's, yeah, KU athletics at its prime. And in that time, you're consistently selling out your football stadium and making it a blast. So, yeah. To expect them to do anything more than what K-State has done is foolish. And even to expect that is, that's lofty right now for where the program was just a few years ago. It's taken K-State a lifetime and a generational Hall of Fame coach to build what they have. And it's not easy. It's not like, it's not just going, they're not just going to stumble into that. So I think Tommy's point was we should be happy with what's happening here and understand that coming into a year and thinking you're going to win the Big 12 every year, like, that's not going to be a reality for Kansas football. And I do agree with that. I also think we still need a ton more time with Lance Leipold. And anybody that thinks Lance Leipold shouldn't be there is absolutely certifiably insane.
No.
You're so fortunate to have found a guy who's a program builder who has not been enticed away when he's had every opportunity to be, and who's stuck around there, and who your administration has backed financially and through facilities and through a stadium and all of these things. The grass is not always greener. I mean, there's how many examples in college football do you need to know that you do not get foolish and say, we got to get this guy out of here? LSU is about to hire somebody else. They're going to learn real quick. They're going to learn real quick that the grass is not always greener.
You know,
about to learn real quick that the grass is not always greener. Who's Penn State's dream coach? Matt Rhule? Penn State's been winning 9 and 10 games every year. You think Matt Rhule's going to come in there right away and win a national championship? Brian Kelly won 10-10-9 games and was 5-3 this year. And they just ran him out of town.
I agree. It's crazy. It's ridiculous, the expectations that college coaches have. Like, I brought it up a couple weeks ago, the old Family Guy skit. I was like, man, this could be anything. I sold my boat to get this magic box. It could be anything. It could even be a boat. We got rid of James Franklin to get a new coach. He could be anybody. He could even be as good as James Franklin. Like, it's tone deaf for them to complain about what they've seen, considering a team that we saw last year that didn't make a bowl game. Like, they've got opportunities the rest of the way to get to a bowl game, to get in there. And it's okay to have expectations, and it's okay to want a team that's going to compete in the Big 12 conference. But like we said, I mean, what was this year supposed to be for you guys? We saw that, like, everybody and their brother was complaining last year. To even have any improvement from that after graduating the, like, most historic class that KU's seen since Todd Reesing and Chris Harris, like, it's a big deal that they're as good as they have been. They're in a slump right now. Like, they've got to get out of it. They've looked okay. Like, you should have won the Cincinnati game, which would have been a big deal. You look good against Mizzou, who's a top 15 team in the country. Like, you lost to K-State, and they played like they were a freaking buzzsaw. Like, get over it. Next week, you're going to beat the hell out of Oklahoma State, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's funny. I've never understood it about college. That's why I've always been a proponent of expansion and extending a playoff and getting more teams in, because it is absolutely certifiably insane that James Franklin and Brian Kelly were both fired midseason. It's insane because of their buyouts. It's insane because of their success. Steve Sarkisian's basically having his people say, hey, tell the NFL I'll come, because Texas has underperformed a little bit this year, and it's probably miserable to be there right now. Like, what do you expect? Andrew says on Facebook, we live in a day and age where people are so impatient. Bill Snyder wouldn't have lasted in this day and age. No, probably not. But Bill Snyder is that's where the Leipold thing. Bill Snyder saved a program, and so he built up a lot of good grace to go through some lean years. Leipold saved a program. Where is that grace? To Andrew's point, like, he literally saved the program. Remember where KU was? Like, come on now. Rick says he doesn't think KU will get a couple more wins to get to a bowl. It's basketball season for KU fans. I honestly think that's part of the problem, Rick. I think for KU's potential is for on October 27th to not just wash your hands of the football season and be on to basketball, as much as people are really excited about Kansas basketball, and I get that. If you're going to ever be a contender, you got to sell out your football games.
You can't
get a ticket to a K-State game a week after tickets go on sale. Like, they're gone. That's college football.
That's what I brought. I mean, people are talking about that too, is that, like, the fan support's there. Like, they built a new stadium. They've got this going on. It's like everything is in place. Like, you just got to win the games. Right now they're in a slump, and it feels like you're getting punched in the face a little bit. But, like, it's not like Leipold is rolling away. I mean, he got in the press. This was one of the most entertaining Leipold press conferences that I've seen since I've covered KU football. Is that he, like, second question somebody asked him. Jordan Guskey asked him about, you want this to be a competitive series. How does this feel? And he said, it's a major step back. It sucks. Like, we don't want to do this. Then the next question was Shreyas asked him, a lot of fans are embarrassed that KU has lost 17 straight. And he said, they should be. I'm embarrassed of this team. We played like crap.
Yeah, that's right. They had a bad game. I mean, I'm not discounting any of that. That was a really, really disappointing performance from Kansas. I do think K-State has something to do with that. Opinion.
K-State would beat everybody in the Big 12 if they played last week. It didn't matter that it was KU.
They're about to get a chance. They're about to get a chance to be home underdogs to Texas Tech by a touchdown and prove it. They are not as good as we thought they'd be, but that was at least closer to the version we thought they'd be. Kansas, I think, has overperformed for much of this season from what I thought they'd be, and that was probably closer to what Kansas is. They had to replace everybody except Jalen Daniels, who's played really well this year. Could you imagine where this team would be without Jalen Daniels?
He's played well. He did not play well on Saturday, though.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, but he's had a good year. And like, to be ready for the next thing there is okay. Like, I'm okay with that, but that's not been their problem this year. They just need to reload. They have to be allowed to reload. Like, they have to be allowed to rebuild after they just lost a class that they lost like that. Or fans will never not be disappointed. And does that mean you're going to have to, you know, scratch and claw and be okay with a 6-win season if they can get there? Sure, it does. But like, again, 5 years ago, ask a KU fan if they'd take 4-4 through 8 games. You know
listen,
what I mean?
Listen, this is the other part too, that I talked to the players about after the game of like, listen, like, you guys have lost 3 of your last 4. You have 4 losses on the season, but your 4 losses have come to number 13 in the country, number 19 in the country, number Cincinnati fallout, which Cincinnati, yeah, are they still in?
Cincinnati,
number 17 in the country. Yes. Number 17, number 13, and number 19 in the country are 3 of your 4 losses, and your other loss is to a K-State team that played like world beaters. Like, they're fine. Like, they're not going to be that bad. Like, there's no reason they shouldn't beat Oklahoma State like a drum this next week. They can probably go on the road and beat Arizona, I think. And if not, I mean, Utah, I think, will still be a competitive game that final year. Iowa State on the road will be tough, but they've faltered too. Like, there, if this team doesn't make a bowl, like, it'll be a major disappointment. Like, this team doesn't.
I call it a disappointment. I don't think I call it a major disappointment. But it's not, again, like, what are we doing here with the expectation on the season? Like, it's, I don't know. I think they got off to a little bit of a hot start and people sort of recalibrated unfairly. But the reality is they're good enough to beat Cincinnati. We saw that. And Cincinnati just smoked Baylor. Cincinnati's still unbeaten. Cincinnati is the thorn in K-State's side right now of their chances to get up into an opportunity to play for a Big 12 championship. Like, they'll control their destiny against Texas Tech. But and it's not the worst thing in the world that BYU beat Iowa State, because that eliminates that tiebreaker, right, for K-State. But they need Cincinnati to lose a game. Let's talk about the fallout for K-State, TJ, because the door is open for K-State. As crazy as it seems, and as frustrating as it is to look back at a game like Baylor, to think about how close at times they've been, and how close they should be if they just have a game like that in hand. But they're still there. They're 3-2 right now. Texas Tech is 4-1. Okay, so that's one. But they play Texas Tech this week, so you control things against Tech. So as we look at it on October 27th, you don't worry about that one. Houston is also 4-1. They don't play Houston. Houston is legitimately one of the biggest surprises in the country right now, I would say. Utah is 4-1. Utah's also 3-2, but they play Utah, so you don't worry about that one. One of their games is against Oklahoma State. Feel good there, right? And the other's against Colorado. You feel good there. So, you know, it's going to take beating Texas Tech at home, which is a huge task, and then going on the road and beating Utah, which is also difficult but doable, and K-State would be right there. They need BYU and Cincinnati. They've got to have one of them lose 2 games. If you're looking at it, you're like, man, K-State's just like, man, I wish Kansas would have finished that job. BYU and Cincinnati play each other. So it doesn't really matter which one of them lose 2, but you need one of them to lose 2, and you don't care about the other. Like, both of them only losing 1 does you no good. So you kind of need one to just stay good and beat the other one in that other game. And then you would sneak in potentially. You're going to need help against Houston too. Who does Houston end with? Let me check that real quick. Oh man. Houston's got a little bit of a softer schedule. They go West Virginia, UCF, but then TCU and Baylor. And I don't know where tiebreakers would potentially come in with Houston. So it's all interesting, but the door's open. So if you're a K-State fan right now, you at least have this possibility of, if we go win them all, we got a chance here, which is pretty remarkable considering where this thing started.
Yeah, that makes you want to freaking throw your remote at the TV thinking about that Baylor game. That you were a blocked field goal away from being there.
That's Baylor game and the Kansas-Cincinnati game, to be perfectly, both of them. Just
it's going
to
be
horrible effects on KU.
Yeah, now that was the conversation that we had is that, you know, you're going to have to run the table, first of all. Like, K-State can't lose a single game and expect to get in. Like, they have to beat everybody.
Yeah.
And so, like, from the bare bones perspective of this, sitting here on October 27th, is can they beat Texas Tech? And luckily enough, that's the next game on the schedule. I don't know. They're a touchdown underdog. Like, that's a big deal.
At home.
But I don't know.
Right, that game's in Manhattan. And they're a touchdown underdog.
2:30 on Saturday.
That's a big deal. We'll see. They need Dylan Edwards, and I really don't know what his status is. Nobody does. Any idea? Did they give any indication after the game?
We didn't even see him at the game. I don't know where he was. I think he was there, but we didn't see him. So we were looking for him. We couldn't find him. But yeah, I mean, that's the argument, not to, you know, speculate or anything like that. That we had the interesting conversation of. I said is that, you know, it's been a lingering injury, and he's played under the threshold of games to redshirt. And I don't think that that was what the plan was. I don't think that that conspiracy theory is true. But I think the fact of, like, well, there's only a certain amount of games left. Like, what do we have to play for? Like, is it worth it to just redshirt him and have him get an extra year of eligibility if he's not going to play for anything this year? But now it's like, I mean, you can beat Texas Tech. You got something to play for.
That's such a silly way to think with a player of his caliber. Should we redshirt him? No. You should get him on the field as fast as you can. Like, I don't care what's on the line. What are you going to do with a guy of his talent? He's trying to go to the NFL. He's a running back. Like, redshirt Dylan Edwards? Come on. Like, I can't stand that sometimes. It's one of my least favorite things about college sports is when we get into those conversations.
Nothing drives me more nuts about
the games. Do we want to redshirt one of our best players? Like, what the hell are we talking about?
Nothing drives me more nuts about college sports is the fact that in football, you can play four games and still redshirt. In baseball, if you step in the batter's box, boom, redshirt's gone. In basketball, if you take the court for a second, boom, redshirt's gone.
What are we doing sometimes? Like, just play. Hopefully he can come back because they need him. Texas Tech again lost their backup quarterback, which is meaningful because they've relied on him so much. Their starter, who is much better, hasn't been able to stay healthy. Texas Tech's really good. What's that?
Morton?
Yeah, Morton is the starter. Morton's expected to be back from his injury this week and should be there. They lost their backup quarterback who'd been starting the game. Yes. He's out for the year now. I think it was ACL. So, in their loss, he wasn't very good, but he's been okay. And I my inside sources, which are my, you know, nieces and nephews that are there, it's like, who's now the backup? And it's, I guess, like a fifth year senior out of Wake Forest who has played college football games or something. If Morton is there and healthy and good, like they're a significantly better team. So yeah, K-State's just going to have to go. Avery Johnson's going to have to replicate. And Avery Johnson's line was interesting. I went back and looked because as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is as good as I've ever seen Avery look. Like, he, as a thrower, he looks outstanding. And then so after in the aftermath, I go and look and I'm like, man, he was only 11 of 17. He only completed 11 passes in that game. That doesn't even seem real when watching it. They needed to make a big play, it was a dime.
I bet that he had 11 completions, and I bet that like 9 of them were for 25 plus. Like,
that's and for first downs like, and key critical spots.
He had the giant connection to. Yeah, that's what Leipold said after the game. Is that somebody asked him about, you know, did he surprise you as a passer? And he's like, well, we knew that he could throw it, and so like we told the guys that, and so we knew that they had deep threats, like the 75 yard touchdown, but that was the only one they really had. He's like, he likes to check it down, he likes to throw it deep, but he beat us today because I mean he threw, you know, whole bunch of completions that were intermediate, you know, 20-yard, 30-yard pickups. So he played really well. You know, that was one of the best that I think we've seen Avery play in. It's just obviously we've seen him put up a 400-yard game and stuff like that, but just from the fact of just no mistakes and taking over a game and just letting him do whatever he wants to do. And he didn't even run it a ton, and he still looked that good.
Non-factor in the run game. Like, not even a big deal. just beat them through the air. I mean, that was an interesting game. I don't know what's going to take to beat Tech. I really don't.
The defense has to play the way that it played against KU.
Yeah, that it has to start there. And Texas Tech is better offensively than Kansas.
It's tough. That's the reason that they did so well is because they just brought pressure the entire game. Like, they blitzed just about every single time, it felt like. Like, Jalen Daniels was running for his life. The hard part with Tech is that they've got so many dudes that can just whip it out, and then if you bring pressure, they're going to bust off a 70-yard touchdown.
And they are so good defensively. And their defensive line is so good. It'll be a tough task. I mean, look, they're 7-point underdogs for a reason. But what's awesome is that we're even in this situation with them there, right? Like, they're there. They're back in this thing, thankfully, at the end of October, and we can hopefully stretch it out just a little bit longer to those expectations we had at the beginning of the season. And we'll see. Boy, it is almost college basketball season. So funny, KU fans. Like, the conversations are starting in the groups of people that I know that are KU people about Darren.
It didn't help that the day after Darren Peterson scored 24 points and a half that they lost to K-State. And it's like, boy, did you see Peterson on Friday?
Yeah, Peterson's looking pretty good. I mean, that's what it is, though. Like, we have these conversations, is KU a basketball school or a football school? And I always laugh. I'm like, is that a real conversation? Like, I know what I would be if I was a KU person. Like, football's a sideshow to basketball.
It is. It's all gravy with the football program. Like,
now, but when I first moved here, it was funny. They were in the worst of it. And KU, of course, is really good. And we had KU, you didn't know any of them. They're all gone now. But around the office that were KU people, and I'm like, all right, let me get the real answer here. Would you guys, this is right in the middle of the Big 12 streak for KU basketball. So could you trade that streak for, let's call it, a bowl game or a Big 12 championship game or whatever? And they're like, absolutely. Like, they wanted football so bad, even in the middle of it. And now with a little taste of football, it's almost like, well, that was fun. If we're not going to win Big 12 championships, we'll call it disappointing seasons. And that's where that conversation we started with kind of gets me. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, what is the expectation? What should the expectation be? And I really do think, if you're shooting for a ceiling for KU football, shoot for what K-State has. And if you did just win a recruiting class, and maybe you can get there. And if that's
not there, like, you can get there eventually, but you can't, you're not there. Like, you can't expect.
No, you're not there. You had an incredible class with a really good coach the last couple of years. And he got a lot out of those teams, despite some major injuries, right, to quarterback. He got a lot out of those teams. And so now you got to give him a chance to, like, build this thing up a little bit. And they probably are. But it's going to be a couple of years, not of one win, right? You can't have the Oklahoma State year here that's happening, but you got to be allowed to have 5 and 6 win seasons every once in a while to build it back up.
I'm not giving up. They're making a bowl game and winning a bowl game. Like, this team is not bad.
I think they can make a bowl game. I think they're much better than they played on Saturday.
Yes, they're in a slump. Like, they've run into buzzsaws. Like, just unfortunate scheduling, what it turned out to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's going to be tough. Like, it ain't going to be easy to get to a bowl game. Their schedule ended up being hard.
They're going to have to play well. But I do. I mean, Jalen, like, it's going to take Jalen playing really well, which he's done, except for this K-State game. And I think that there's just a lot that goes into that probably and everything like that. So I think that they're fine. Like, I don't think that, like,
they just
the Monday morning water cooler talk around the state of Kansas is going to be, God, those Jayhawks suck, don't they? And it's like, no, they don't. They're a good football team.
They can't run the ball. They just can't run the ball. And they miss Devin Neal more than oxygen to breathe. Like, they miss him so badly. And we took that for granted because Hyshaw had been there a long time. And you're like, oh, Hyshaw will be fine, right? He'll be good. Maybe it's a product of losing Deuce Vaughn and replacing with DJ Giddens like K-State did. You're like, oh, the next man up, they'll be fine. Devin Neal was he was incredible. And they're missing it. Big time. Anyway. All right, we'll start to talk some NFL. We'll get you ready for Chiefs Monday Night Football in the next hour. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming right up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.